And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Elsa Dimitriadis and also Elaine Kibido, here to talk about the play You've Got Hate Mail that opens tomorrow on Valentine's Day at Theater 810. And this, of course, is being produced by Wanderlust Theater Company, of which you are one of the founding directors, yes. Elsa. And I think people have in this community have come to expect wonderful productions, widely varying, diverse topics and methods of presenting theater. So we're expecting no less opening tomorrow evening. Now, it has 2 weekends, so you don't have to make it on Valentine's Day if you did have other plans, you know. But just in case you thought this would be the perfect Valentine's, are there still tickets available?
There are still tickets available, and we thought it would be perfect you know, for a couple that maybe have been together for a while, or for people who aren't in a couple, it would be a perfect kind of like beat the Valentine's blues, Valentine's Day blues kind of event.
Kind of group with like-minded
absolutely.
People. Well, tell us about this play. I don't know if everyone's heard about it. You've got Hate Mail, which obviously means there's something kind of techie computer in here. It's not your regular sort of like Love Letters was. We're not going to be opening up envelopes and reading regular standard mail.
No, it's actually a comic response by Milmore and Van Zandt to A.R. Gurney's Love Letters. And it's a farce, but instead of, you know, the people coming in and out of the doors, they're sending and missing each other's messages and emails and sending the wrong ones to the wrong people. And some of them are up to no good on the internet. And it's hilarious. It really is. And the actors are all on their computers, on their phones, instant messaging, you know. If it's technological, you name it. We've got projections in the show. So
you can actually see what they're typing in many cases?
It's, or? Some of the images that they send to one another. So
All right.
So it's really hilarious, and the actors are fabulous. So.
All right. So a real caveat here to be sure you read before you hit reply or reply send or anything like that. Reply to all.
Which I've done.
All of those.
I always have to check and make sure, like – I do this thing whenever I'm texting where I'm like, I'll send this thing. And then I'm like, oh, please tell me I sent that to the right person.
Yeah, it's even easier with texting, isn't it? Yeah, you're in the wrong message line there. Well, let's talk about the characters. Elaine, who do you play?
I play Stephanie. I am a computer illiterate and, you know, housewife. And
I can already see.
My husband has just gotten me my very first computer, and I'm learning how it works and instant messaging everybody all the time, and things go a little awry.
Therein lies the comic drama. So we have Stephanie, a computer illiterate and on the loose on a computer now. Who are the other characters, Elsa?
Her husband, Richard, who's played by Stephen Cooper. And he's at the office, and he has not only Stephanie, his wife, but a girlfriend who works in the same building.
Mm-hmm. And that's played a virtual person.
Yes, no. Yeah. And that's played by Elizabeth Satterley. And his best friend also works in the same law firm, and that's played by Brady McKellar. And then Elaine's character, Stephanie's best friend, is played by Kara Hayden. And she's much more technological savvy than Stephanie, the mm-hmm. character of Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. She's kind of devious, but in kind of a lighthearted, means well sort of way. So,
and does she discover things?
Yes, she does.
Oh, she discovers so many things.
Oh. And you know, she feels an obligation to her best friend to let her know. And it just everybody turns on everybody throughout this piece. But it's amazing because even though it's all done virtually, there's chase scene, there's an accident, there's, you know, there's all sorts of physical things, but it's done virtually. It's a really brilliant piece, I think.
Well, I can see a lot of people out there listening right now kind of feeling empathetic with this, maybe the subject matter, but also this idea of how much happens virtually.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the kinds of conversations people get into.
Because you'll say things that you would never say to somebody's face, you know? It's really gotten amazing, I think, especially with coworkers, you know. And
without the appropriate transition words.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you rat people out that you certainly wouldn't tell somebody to their face. It's just amazing what the internet has done.
It's true.
And how did you feel about this character? Did you sympathize with her? What were your feelings about her?
I like Stephanie. She's very sweet and innocent, and I enjoy playing that part of her. And it's really fun to like put myself back in the place where I didn't know how a computer worked and try to play it convincingly, because I'm tech support for my office building usually. So
well, that would be a hard acting job to do, I guess. You know, so how did you approach that role to act as if you really didn't know much about it? Well, I guess you can follow the script. You know,
well, yeah, I follow the script, and I actually have a few friends who I am their tech support too, and so I just try to go back and take it, not
channel them.
Yeah, try not to take it as like, oh, that annoying person who doesn't know how to use a computer. Try to take it from the, I really don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is fun. Yay. Push all the buttons.
Now, Elsa, this is an interesting play. There's a simplicity to it compared to some of the other plays that you all have been doing recently, with lots of special effects and creatures and non-human beings in your productions. This seems almost simple compared
well,
to
this. I guess this season we really tried to explore storytelling mm-hmm. and all of the different ways. I mean, obviously, like all theater is storytelling, but really the different ways that you can tell a story. And this one was just another way, you know. And we wanted something fun. We do a lot of heavy things. And we wanted to do a piece that was just fun, you know, and funny. And I'm not a laugh out loud kind of person, but like I could not get through the script the first time. Brady and I will drive in the car and I'll read plays out loud to him if we're on the road. And I mean, I could not get through this script. And it's very – that's not the norm for me. So I thought, well, this is it.
It took us a few weeks to stop breaking whenever we were reading through.
So what's funnier, the actual spoken dialogue or that which is typed?
All right, well, they speak everything that's typed.
Oh, okay.
So you hear everything them. That's going on. What's been a lot of fun is now that, you know, that they're comfortable with the script, just kind of what they do with their faces. And it's just – it's hilarious. It really is. I mean, they don't get to see it because they don't look at each other since they're not, you know, acting with each other in that way. But for me, I mean, it's just – it's a laugh riot.
It's been really weird not being able to, like, look at people that you're talking to. That's been a really interesting experience this whole time.
Especially if they're right there on the stage.
Right, next to you.
Right. At least in a movie, there would be edited cuts and you'd be doing it at separate times, but you're actually on stage with them.
Right. We never make eye contact, any of us. And it's weird.
Mm-hmm. So you have actual drag out fights on the computer. I mean, is there an emotional component?
Oh, yes. We call each other every name in the book.
Which I guess I should mention that this is for mature audiences. We would hate for somebody to come and think that it was, you know, G rated, which it's not.
It's not. And it's all spoken out loud. You can't escape it.
Right.
So has he written other plays? Is this his
– It's a duo, a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they've written things like Love Lies and the IRS, which a lot of people produce. This is a little less frequently produced, but they actually run it off Broadway continually and they play the leads. And so they just bring in new people constantly to play the other three characters.
Mm-hmm.
But he's actually related to the Van Zant who's in the E Street Band, Stephen Van Zant, with
related
Bruce Springsteen.
To Towns Van Zant? Or
I don't know. But they're brothers.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
All right. So a couple who continually performs this, you wonder if they ever are tempted to extemporize or change. You know,
I hope not for the other three people on stage with them.
But I guess maybe as their sense of this kind of communication has changed. You know, I guess we look back at earlier technology movies, you know, that thought they were being clever with some kind of love relationship. And it seems so dated now. You know, you wonder how long a window they have.
They have actually updated this script.
Okay, so
just over the course of 7 years. Mm-hmm. We had a newer version, but when Kara came in with her script, that was the script that she had, was the older edition. And so they constantly seem to try to update any references and that sort of thing.
To technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think eventually maybe Elaine's character may seem dated, you know, I think in 10 years or so, when it would be hard, you would be hard pressed to find somebody who had never really used a computer.
Right.
But
yeah.
Right now there's still plenty of people who are not comfortable yet.
So it still works.
Right.
Well, that will be interesting to see how they do update that, because it does change so quickly.
Absolutely.
You know? and the references to what people are using, it's not quite the same. I mean, even so many young kids saying email?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
People still use that?
That's right. Or just, I mean, we think about movies, you know, how quickly the computer equipment just makes it look so, so old.
Well, even this morning, you know, I emailed you, but then I saw you on Facebook. And so I was like, hey, Judith, I just emailed you, you know, and
just
so.
To make sure. Yes, I did like that little – it's just fascinating, all the different platforms. And, yeah, if you do wade into that using technology references in your plays, and especially if it surrounds
right.
a certain kind of technology. But isn't that interesting, you know, the most basic of relationships, the love triangle, and then, you know, most modern technology. It's no longer rocks and cave drawings. It's no longer those kind of love letters. So how has your sense of, relationships, is your sense of relating to people on the internet changed? Do you consider before you write something? Maybe you already were careful.
Oh, I'm one of those people. I'm very expressive. I talk with my hands and I use my face and I use a lot of sarcasm. So whenever I'm typing anything, I usually send it out, and after the fact I'll go, oh, that probably sounded harsh. And it has caused some problems here and there. So I now read everything 3 times before I send it mm-hmm. because I know that some people can't – well, no one's going to be able to read my inflections.
Right. And they talk about that actually in the script. You know.
How did they address that?
There's this whole thing between Richard and Richard and his best friend George, and there's this, you know, you use expressions all the time, like, I can't tell you that, and he's like, well, why can't you tell me that? And it's like, it's an expression. And so there's that back and forth volley mm-hmm. that happens, and it comes up a couple times throughout the script. But, you know, absolutely, like, I'm a much friendlier person in my emails than I am in real life. I think, I mean, much warmer,
because
I think I'm overcompensating, you know.
But, like using smiley faces.
Oh, yeah.
I use so many smiley faces.
Just to let people know, you know, what your face is doing, mm-hmm. you know.
Right. Well, you know, there's every once in a while you read something about people are using too many, you know, exclamation marks. But you're right. It seems so flat and unfriendly mm-hmm. without those. You know, so it's been a little bit harder to try. But somehow I guess we didn't need those in actual writing. But there seems a softness in handwriting. You never really misunderstood people's
That's true.
Intentions.
There. And you thought – I think, it takes longer to mm-hmm. handwrite, I would mm-hmm. imagine, than type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, if you have just tuned in, we are talking about technology and love. Play opens tomorrow evening at Theater 810 called You've Got Hate Mail. And my guests are the director, Elsa Dimitriadis, and actress Elaine Kibodeau, who plays Stephanie, the computer illiterate, who gets into some interesting situations. Now, the play opens tomorrow on Valentine's Day, and you have a special. You can get in for a little discounted price if you bring your own letter.
Yes, you write the letter, the Dear Jane or Dear John letter that you wish you would have written, and, you know, keep it light. Keep it anonymous. You know, it's not there for therapy necessarily. Keep it funny. And there'll be an anonymous box at the box office door. And you drop it in and you'll get $1 off. After the show, we will be hanging them in the lobby. So that's why we say keep it anonymous. But we won't be able
twice.
To associate you with that particular letter.
And are you asking that they compose it on a computer?
They don't have
it
to.
It doesn't have to be. It can be a handwritten
Post-it
letter.
Note, whatever, you know, a napkin.
Okay.
Whatever they think the worth of their Dear John or Dear Jane is.
You can
is.
Go old-fashioned if you want to. And do people vote on these letters? Is there going to be a
no,
competition?
No, we're just posting it. We thought it would okay. make it a little bit interactive.
Just for
right.
fun.
Okay. Yeah. So it could be actually based on something, or you can just fantasize.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And our cast has been writing some. We've been posting ones on the internet on our Facebook event page. So mm-hmm. you can go there and check out other people's ideas.
So the play has probably really been inspiring them.
I guess.
Or
some of our cast members have written more than one. So so that's been,
they have a lot
that's
to
been
work
interesting.
Out. And have those been posted? Are you?
We've been posting them on the internet.
Okay.
And they will be hanging in the lobby starting tomorrow.
All right. So is that on Facebook? Or
yes.
Where
we're on Facebook, Wanderlust Theater Company. And we have a Facebook event page. You just type in You've Got Hate Mail. It should come right up. And, of course, our website, wanderlusttheater.com.
All right. right. So that opens tomorrow. And how many shows will you have?
It runs Thursday through Sunday. There's a Sunday matinee. And then the following weekend, there's just a Friday and a Saturday night performance. And that's at 8 o'clock for the evening performances and 3 o'clock for the afternoon.
All right. And just again to remind people, I think most people do know by now, but Theater 810 is a small theater, about 50 seats. And so it's kind of a good idea to call ahead and reserve a seat.
Absolutely.
Especially after people start seeing it and how wonderful the cast is and how much fun it is.
They are wonderful.
Yeah. So if you go, if you get your tickets online, I guess reserve them, can you still bring a letter or how does that work?
You purchase your tickets online through Eventbrite,
right.
And that's hatemail.eventbrite.com. And mm-hmm. you can't at that point use your discount.
Okay.
So you would have to purchase them in person at 810 to get your dollar off.
It's really, you just call the theater and make a reservation and you can pay at the door that way.
Okay. And then you can bring your letter. Okay. I think a lot of people are going to be interested in that letter. Make them very interesting. So what is Wanderlust Theater Company doing next?
Actually, we have for Women's History Month, we're doing a collection of one acts. It's called 5x8 because it's 5 1 acts by 8 women. Elaine is in that piece as well, not playing the innocent in that show. And so it's a collection of 5 1 acts. It's all women and all female playwrights. I'm a woman. I'm directing them. So it's going to be pretty fun at the end of March. And then at the end of April, we're part of Festival International. We've been accepted as part of them to do a puppet slam. And that'll be at 8:10 late in the evening. It's two nights. And then in the end of May, beginning of June, we're doing 12 Angry Men.
Right, I think there are a lot of people out there going, puppet slam?
Ah.
That's probably stuck in there. Are you just slamming down puppets or do people come and compete with their handmade puppets?
They come and compete. Uh-huh. But compete as in the audience likes you, claps more, that sort of thing. And it's short form puppetry, so it has to be less than 5 minutes long. It's for rookies and professionals, you know, we'll have different divisions. And what else?
Do you have to have made your own puppet?
Yes, you come with your puppet and something prepared.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing some workshops over the next couple months to get people ready if they're not in a place that they're ready to do that, you know, because we really do want all levels of experience. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yes. Well, hopefully we'll have y'all on to talk more about that puppet slam.
I hope so.
And of course, when you all have come, you've talked about so many different kinds of puppets that you use. It's not just what we think of from childhood, the little simple hand puppets.
Oh, that's the puppet slam I meant to say is for it's adult oriented puppetry.
Okay. So definitely not childhood puppets. No. Unless, of course, you're using them for adult
themes
or something. Well, we'll look forward to having you back to talk more about that.
Thank you.
If people would like to know more about Wanderlust Theater Company, perhaps they haven't been to one of your productions, but this is sounding really interesting. You all have a website which tells people a little bit more about what you do.
We sure do. And Facebook, of course.
Facebook. Okay. So look up people. Look up Wanderlust Theater Company. And Elaine, how long have you been acting?
Oh, goodness. I've been acting since 97. I started in high school, and my first play was Midsummer Night's Dream, and I was Puck. And I did regular stage acting all throughout high school, and when I got to college, I started doing improv with Cult of the Stage Monkey here at UL. And I really only just got back into regular staged theater last January. With Lives of the Saints with Kara Hayden, who is now playing my best friend in this play. That makes me really happy.
Right.
And I love doing both of them. It's really weird because it's like two different parts of my brain. Having to remember lines has been the scariest thing I've had to do since I've been doing improv for a decade.
Whereas a lot of people would be terrified to do the improv.
Right. Mm-hmm. That most whenever I first had to memorize lines for Lives of the Saints, the first day we had to be off book, I put my script down and started sweating, like just profusely. And everyone was like, what's wrong? I was like, I'm scared to mess up. They're like, you do improv. I was like, I know I can't mess up at improv. I can mess up now.
But it's been nice to know if something happens, you have somebody there who's comfortable, you know, who can do something to keep it going until, you know, the others pick up on
the extemporaneous speaking, panicking on stage. Well, that's so interesting. I mean, just hearing that you've been in theater since high school and you can still feel those feelings of panic or nervousness.
Yeah,
gets the adrenaline pumping.
But what I used to say about improv was if you're not anxious before a show, it's time to take a break and step away because you're not having fun anymore. And I think that about most things I do. No. So as soon as I'm not nervous, I need to take a break.
So you've been a part of just that amazing ferment of theater that's been going on in this community for quite a while and doing both sides of it, both the improv and the regular stage production.
Oh, it's been fun. It's been a really interesting experience getting into the theater community this past year. I've met so many wonderful people.
Well, just amazing groups both springing up from this community and Wanderlust Theater Company, just adding to this wonderful mix of creativity here in our community. We're so happy about that. And you can see what Wanderlust is doing, opening tomorrow evening, downtown Lafayette Theater 810. We are speaking with director Elsa Dimitriadis, again, one of the founders of Wanderlust Theater. She is directing You've Got Hate Mail, opening tomorrow, and Elaine Kibideau is playing Stephanie in this production. And if you'd like to know more about Milmore and Van Zandt, you can find out a little more on the web as well.
Absolutely. They have their own website for all of their works as well.
All right. Well, celebrate Valentine's in a very different sort of way tomorrow, or you can see it over the next two weekends. Well, thank you both for stopping by.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing more about Wanderlust Theater throughout the spring.
Thank you, Judith.